Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I will be talking about ghosts. Do you believe in ghosts? Well, I'm going to be telling you a little story about an experience that I had. And I'm not saying that I believe in ghosts, but it certainly made me think about it a little bit more. But before I tell you the story, I'm going to give you some vocabulary that I will be using in the story. So we've only got 7 words or phrasal verbs to look through. So let's start with the first one. Haunted. H-A-U-N-T-E-D. Haunted. And this is referring to a building or a place where ghosts can be seen or heard, maybe felt. The presence can be felt. Haunted. So we talk about haunted houses or haunted buildings. In the UK, there's actually lots of haunted places. Well, they say they're haunted. Whether you believe it or not is another matter. The next word is to wander. To wander, which is spelt W-A-N-D-E-R. To wander. And this means to walk around. To walk around. And it's aimless walking. There's no direction to the walking. So just wandering around. The next one is a phrasal verb. And it's to end up. And this is the conclusion to a story or a situation. To end up doing something after a series of events. And note as well the grammar of this. When we use this phrasal verb, to end up, we often use another verb. And if we use a verb, then it is in the gerund. For example, to end up staying at home. Staying. Okay, the next one is a B&B. B&B or B&B, you can say both, B&B or B&B. And this is a bed and breakfast, which is a type of hotel, but it's much more simple. It's really just a place where you can stay. It's accommodation and they provide you with a place to sleep and they provide you with breakfast. The name is bed and breakfast or B&B, B&B. You can say B&B or B&B. Next is the word crooked. Crooked. C-R-O-O-K-E-D. Crooked. Which means bent or twisted out of shape. Crooked. Hopefully these will, if they're not already clear, they will become much more clear in the story. The next word is another adjective. Squeaky. Squeaky. And this is, if something is squeaky, it's a strange, high-pitched noise. Like a mouse could be called squeaky. And the final word, well, it's a phrasal verb, is to point out. To point out is to make somebody aware of something. If I point something out to you, I'm making you aware of it. Okay, so let's talk about ghosts. So personally, I don't believe in ghosts, but it's a topic which has been explored in many great movies, such as The Sixth Sense, which was made famous by that very famous line, "I see dead people." So it's interesting and it's often scary to think that there are haunted houses and lost souls wandering the corridors of old Victorian buildings. It's also great for tourism. If you visit the Tower of London, you might see the ghost of Anne Boleyn. You know, she was one of Henry VIII's wives who ended up being executed. Although she's normally only seen after closing time, walking around with her severed head under her arm. So that's how I see it. It's great for movies, TV, scary stories that you might tell when you're a child, but no more than that. But back in 2010, I was staying at a B&B in Brighton, which is a city in the south of England, and I experienced something really weird. I was there by myself as I was in Brighton for work, and the B&B I booked was on this small, narrow street away from the centre of the city. It was quite a mysterious place. The staircase was a bit crooked and squeaky as you walked up, but it was cheap and acceptable. I was happy to stay there. And I was only there for one night, so it was fine. I should point out as well that I was, as far as I know at least, perfectly healthy that night. I was fine. I had no fever or anything like that, which might make me see strange things. But during the night, as I was sleeping, or trying to sleep, I felt a presence in the room. I felt that something was there with me. I didn't see anything or hear anything, but I felt an energy in the room. And I want to make it clear, I was alone in that room, I promise you, I was alone. But I felt something there. And that's the only time in my life that I felt that. So now I'm a little bit open-minded about the possibility of the existence of ghosts. It was really strange, but it certainly made me think a little bit more. So what do you think? Do you believe in ghosts? Maybe you've got a story. So feel free to send me a message with your own ghostly experiences. If I get some good stories, then maybe I'll read them out on a future podcast. You can find all my contact details if you want to send something to me on my website, learnenglishwithben.com. And you can also write to me with some feedback about my podcasts, maybe some ideas for future podcasts. I always like hearing from you. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's got you thinking about some scary experiences you may have had. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.